Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Beautiful sunny Northampton.
God damn.
Jeez Louise.
We've been played, to say the least. So it's been the fucking the hottest summer of all time and a drought.
Yeah.
And this weekend, Reading Festival, which I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Have you seen it on the Instagram, Reading Festival, like a mud bath?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Notting Hill Carnival. And this. All washout.
I know.
After the summer we've just had.
I know.
It's fucking nuts. And the geezer here is a really good guy. Big up Loki.
Yeah.
Big up everyone doing the War Games. It's a wicked event.
Big up War Games.
And it's pretty fucking big and it's really, really organised.
Yeah.
And
we've seen probably about 50% of it now. No, 25%.
Because it's as soon as you come out of the station, if you get the train, there's like the blackboards and they put people's names on.
Yeah.
And one person has gone over the almshouse already. So,
oh, yeah.
But he says he didn't. And we called
allocated.
The guy and he came down low-key on his scooter and he said, "Bruv, I put almshouse on there." "No, you didn't. No, there was nothing on there. Bruv, I came down and I fucking put almshouse on the fucking wall." He's like, "Oh yeah, I'll just finish." He's done the whole wall.
Top
the whole thing. Yeah. "I'll just finish and then they can take it out." Bruv, I was stood there in the rain for like 2 hours. He's like doing little highlights and that. And he's putting up his missus. I lined her out.
We're like, "You got the photo? Alright, sweet."
Yeah, bosh. Straight away.
Yeah, man.
It'd be like,
I mean, it's a graph jam. You don't just pick a spot and you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I feel.
And I don't believe him, and I do believe low key.
Yeah, of course.
Because he came down, and he just, like, the way he spoke to his face, oh, yeah. I fucking put that on there. Do you know what I mean?
You sent us an email with the location, that's the spot.
That geezer was nicked for cocaine smuggling.
Yeah, I don't think it's our place to be airing out his business, but yeah, he sounds like a joker.
Yeah.
Yo, big up all the heads we've seen so far. We've not even seen half of the people, like we said, Form, Pixie, Croc, Spo, Wazuk. Lamppost.
Rhino,
we got to meet Lamppost in the flesh.
Big
salute
up the Lamppost.
Bro, look at this. He gave me a sticker. I gave him a sticker, you know, professional, you know, laser cut, like proper sticker, yeah? And he was like, "Do you want a sticker?"
Lamppost.
He just wrote it on a sticky piece of paper. Cut it out. I rate him for that.
Yeah.
Now, super nice bloke. Rhino, all the heads there. Northampton is in full effect, man. Big
Spo
up yourselves.
Spo just dogged out something that's been there for 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's only a throw up, and he is Spo, the general, so.
So what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Soon come the Spo episode. You lot are not ready.
Yeah.
All right? You're not ready. You think you're ready, but you're not ready.
I want to say, on a serious note, big up to Helch.
Oh,
because
shit.
I never met him properly. And
man,
just I thought he was on top of the world. He had his things going on. He had his exhibition going on.
Literally 2 days ago or 3 days ago, you know the backseat painter that I posted with Sipe and all them lot? He wrote, ha ha ha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he left a comment. Yeah, I mean, what a shock. So a big RIP, rest in peace, man, to Helch. I mean, fucking hell.
Some reaches, bruv. New York's like going, getting upset as well.
Is it?
Yeah, because he went to New York and he smashed it on rooftops. Yeah. And they're giving him a lot of love there. And Notting Hill platform.
Like, yes, Spoza, with the AAC salute.
Helch, yeah.
Yeah, bigged up Helch as well. No, for sure, man. Helch, that's a shock. A few people are going to be reeling from that for a while, man. He put in so much work. That H was synonymous with London, man. Everywhere you went, even here on the drive up here, me and Spo were just like, just every bridge had a Helch on it.
Helch.
Both sides. Like, you see the big ass Helch on this side. You go through the tunnel and you look back.
Yeah.
He didn't, big ass he didn't, Helch he on didn't the other ramp. Side. He didn't fuck around, man. But what a shame.
He got nicked because of the Queen.
Yeah, the Queen called him out. Bruv, how many writers have been called out by the Queen?
Zero. Apart from one.
Even though I did get my tag in Buckingham Palace. Remember I told you the story?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I did
yeah,
a tag
yeah,
under the flamingo in Buckingham Palace. I don't know if she clocked that one yet. But Helch, fucking hell.
Who's she? The Queen?
The Queen, yeah. Yeah.
She's dead.
Well, when I did it, she wasn't in 1999. But yeah.
99.
Yeah, when I went.
Do you reckon it's still there?
I mean, I did it under one of the swan sculptures next to the lake in the gardens of Buckingham. But still.
A&B.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking hell. Anna van der Zoot in there. Remember, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But yo, yeah, RIP, big almshouse salute to Helch. Fucking hell. I'm sure there's loads of people putting him up on the boards. And Carney, I haven't been round to the boards yet. You did the boards, innit, the other day?
Yeah, I done the boards with on Cheat. Wednesday. Me Big and Cheat. Big up Cheat. He's complaining that I never put him up.
When?
He's a bit of an idiot, really. As if I would put someone up when I'm painting with them.
I just realised our voices are echoing throughout this whole thing, right? What? Oh, no, okay, good. I thought you could hear us.
Ah!
Stepped in a puddle. Wazzuck!
Wazzuck. Sounds like a wank and a cock.
It's a pretty rainy day. It's a little bit of a break in the rain now. We're halfway through our
bit
things.
Of a rainy day.
Yeah, it's just pissing it down constantly. There might be a bit of a gap and we'll get something done. We're filming at the moment, but you're all good. It's not live, so it's all good. Yo.
He's coming on soon. He's coming on soon, man. Bro. In it. So yeah, rained off.
We were just giving props to that's it. Halfway through our things, pissing it down. Walls too wet. General is here. Hopefully I'll finish it off tomorrow. You're heading back in it tonight.
Yeah.
Fuck staying in Northampton. You start getting a rash if you get out of London for too long.
Yeah, and diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Yeah, Carney. You're gonna go into Carney?
Yeah.
Is it too loud? Too many people? Yeah, fuck that.
We went last year.
Yeah, I know. It was fun, man. I'll see. If the weather's all right on Monday,
maybe
I might
Monday,
pop in.
Yeah.
There's a few dope after parties on the Monday. I think Funk is DJing at some record shop. He did it last year. There's like a record shop in the middle of where the carnival is. Good music.
That'll be
not a,
massive
venue.
A pickle.
Yeah, pickled out.
Pickled out rave. So where's that Funk? I'm down
where,
for that.
I can't remember
Monday
the name.
Monday night,
I think. Yeah,
I've got the Utes on Sunday.
Oh,
giving
is
them,
it?
Giving them bach to their mum on Monday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, so look, there's not much we can say about this event so far because, like I said, it's been rained off. We've been sat under a
it's
tunnel.
It's not been rained off, by
not
the way.
Not rained off. Sorry.
We're just saying it's been rained off.
People still painting. Everyone's still painting. That Necker score. Did you see the wall they did?
No, it was photos, from Score's phone.
Who else was with him?
Defy.
Yeah.
And not Croc, but someone who...
They were finished by midday.
No, before midday.
No fucking around. What was Spo saying earlier? It's like, what? If you take longer than 20 minutes to paint, that's it. It's not graph. It's
not
graph. Being graph.
You've done that dub fucking quickly.
Have you got my lighter, please, brother? Sorry, I need to spark my ciggy.
He needs to spark his ciggy.
Thank you, sir.
Because he smokes Browns.
Browns out the player. Browns in out Northampton.
Browns in out Northampton.
Talk about Browns in out and crack rock and shit. This is the crack spot, basically,
this is the crack
where
spot.
We're painting. Thanks, Loki, for putting us in the crack spot.
But yeah. And it's the flooded crack spot now. And like apparently the Nitties used to put rocks there so they could still walk into the subway.
Stepping stones.
Through the floodage.
Yeah.
And smoke their rocks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what rockers do, isn't it?
It's like they don't know what was Rain Man saying? He goes, they don't know what their next meal is.
Yeah, but they know the rocks.
Because they're going to be smoking crack. That's the one guarantee that they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I might cut this out if we don't end up doing it. But I'm going to, when everyone's finished, I'll be going around taking video of all the pieces done. And then we'll do a Zoom. And then we can chat about the shit.
We can do a Zoom.
Yeah.
And you're staying tomorrow, so you can record maybe a bit of the graph battles.
The battles happening. Yeah. Down at Bedford, the Bedford Beds. Like, I remember loads of our first graph critiques.
Is that where the battles are?
It's here, yeah, where the Bedford Beds are. The legendary lamppost and all them lots. The original critiques.
You gotta get
from
lamp
years
post.
Ago. Yeah, man. We'll just wrap it up there for now, man.
I want to take a photo.
Yeah, I'm going to get a video of that as well, man. Shout out the general. Shout out everyone in the house. Northampton.
Big up Northampton.
NN in the house. They're in the live chat always. They always show support and love. So this is like second home
Big
for
Big up
AAC.
Ash as well. Nice to meet you again. Met him at our Graph Jams.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I got a bone to pick with everybody who's been at the Graph Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Trellick Tower was the Graph Jam. Everyone had a great time. A lie? So why is it that we've come here and Dave from Al Fresco has like immediately collared me and said, why did you do that? And I was like, what? Why did you steal the paint? And, well, to be fair, he wasn't accusing. He was like, I've heard that you've stolen the paint and you didn't give it out to anyone.
Let me break this down for people who might not know. Al Fresco generously donated bare tins for the Almshouse Graph Jam, allocated colors for Odyssey, for Mir, for some of the guests that were coming to paint, and for obviously for us, and then extra tins for people to use, and we dished them out,
and then we even left the box in the middle of the place, and people were fucking tea leafing off us,
and we had a big box of OCB goodies and shit. We were very generous.
Yeah.
And then now we come to pick up the paint here. Obviously, Al Fresco are a big sponsor for this event. Hundreds and hundreds of tins, you know what I mean? Respect to them. They always support
us.
The movements, The movement, like in general, they support the culture. And then for him to say, when I turned up and you said, oh, look, he said that someone.
And it wasn't just one person. It was a couple of people bailed Al Fresco. You lot are fucking nonces. And if I did nick that paint, you're just a grass.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing? So, A, I didn't knit the paint.
Yeah.
And B, we gave the paint out for free. And C, you're a fucking tosser.
Yeah.
If you
bailed
that guy or emailed that guy, he believes me now. Because I've spoken to face to face, eye to eye. I was like, yo, I've emailed him to get the link with Al Fresco. Everyone knows Al Fresco is impossible. So, I emailed him. I said, I won't take the piss. Because I know you don't want to just give out, you think everyone just wants free paint. Not the case with Almshouse. We're doing a Graph Jam.
It's not an issue with us, man. Yeah. We are very generous. We're very
professional. Almshouse is known for its professionalism.
Our professionalism is top notch, bruv. But still,
that's why we sat on the stairs.
That's just a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
And to say behind someone's back. All right. If you had a problem with it, chat to us about it. Ultimately. Anyway.
You're a wanker.
Moving on.
Wankers.
Man. Fuck, I'm not even going to waste any more energy on that shit. But yo, shout out everyone here. Big love. Let's wrap it up for now. More of the Wall Games Festival coming at you.
Let's do the Wayne's World.
spin the whip, prelude. The car hit the shit quick, pop six quaaludes and barbiturates, y'all. Hit the strip with illicit checks, trying to flex, roll up on a trick to solicit sex. Fuck you know about, sipping Beck's cloaked out, genuflect with your goat mouth. Dismount up off the guard's phallus, rap Lord Chalice, callous acts in the palace out in Dallas. See baby, here's the recap on why he needs a prefab to stop the ejac when she tapped him on his kneecap. Sensitive spot, so we went to vent to his pop. Shock, he didn't mention a lot, didn't want to. If shorty got the lemon, then the soy's for the ponzu. Doppel need bread and some cheese, but not fondue. Get your mind fondled on the horizontal, that's if you want to. But just steer clear, the guy's gondol, babe.
Before we start, gotta ask twice. All complainers, all plain. Gotta learn to take advice with a grain of salt. Eat fish and chips up in Maine with more vinegar. Then run up in the nearest chase just to drain the vault. It's time for switching up your train of thought. Drink a carafe, E and J. Vow to never leave your staff astray. Your new goals, commit the gaff a day. And keep the windows to your soul with the blinds down half the way. You gotta learn to stay caught up in the brash scam. Be the reason why all your neighbors be copping dash cams. Sacrifice for a year, eating mash spam, so you have the necessary cash flow to smash yams. Fam, he knew a nigga named Kevin Moore, looking to purchase his 11th whore. Ayo, we told him hit the Pasha, and when you get to heaven's door, make plenty sure to stay away from the 7th floor.
Nice.
Yeah, man. That's a crew from New Jersey called the Doppelgangers.
Gangers.
That track was called Barbiturates. I'm pretty sure I haven't played that yet on the pod. I love this crew.
You haven't.
Doppelgangers. It's like two dudes and they produce all the beats. They film all the videos. They obviously rap on the tunes as well. I really like them, man. They've always released good music, man. This one's an old one, though. It's from a good few years ago. 13-odd years ago.
Years ago.
Themos, we are back in London town. How you doing, my bro?
Yeah. I'm all right.
You okay? I've been feeling shitty, but I'm good, though, man. I'm all good.
Yeah. Everybody's ill. Mrs. is ill. You're ill. My son's ill.
Yeah.
And I start chemotherapy on Thursday. The day after this comes out.
Next round.
And yeah, everyone's telling me it's going to be fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Because it will, like, the cumulative effects.
This is your...
really come in on the sixth one.
The sixth one, yeah. Because you said, like, it's a few days at the beginning, 5 days or so, right at the beginning of the month, and then the rest of the month to recover. And then
23
kinda...
days.
And yeah, so you've done that. This is your sixth one now. And
yeah.
Saying the cumulative... Yeah, okay. I get you. Fuck, man. Well, keep me in the loop. Let me know. If there's anything I can do, obviously, you let me know, man. And good luck.
It's more than what Shakhla can do, really.
Yeah, with the food. They're coming back. They've been in France for a while, but they're coming back, I think, tomorrow or tonight. I can't remember.
Oh, really? So there's an excuse for me not getting any lentil soup.
There's been a
genuine excuse.
They've been away, man.
Mate, what else about that? I've painted the boards down at Carney.
Yeah. Yeah.
With
cheat, yeah, man. Shit, I didn't have the photos ready, man. I should have brought them up. Maybe we'll bring them up another time, man. I didn't have them ready. Yeah. I didn't do anything to do with Carnival. I didn't even go close to where Carnival was, man. I'm kind of kicking myself. I wish I did now on the Monday because the weather was nice and I've been looking, I'm getting FOMO. You know what FOMO is?
Yeah, I've just learned that this weekend.
Fear of missing out, yeah? So like, yeah. I've been scrolling on my Insta going, fuck, man, I should have been there.
FOMO, bruv. Honestly, I've just learned that last weekend.
Yeah. FOMO.
Because of Carnival.
I'm also seeing, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I've been seeing a massive influx in like racist comments under the videos of Carnival. There's always been racist comments about Carnival. I mean, the reason
but
why
now
Carnival...
it's like so many and so publicly. I've been calling them all out.
But that's the thing. I don't know.
Said, this is like being in Africa. Have you been? Question mark.
Yeah. And it's always a faceless fucking bot. That's why before you reply to
not
them,
always they're not always though
they're not always. Always
not anymore,
but you should check before. Yeah, and then anyway they stir on the real racists, you know what I'm saying, who then go yeah fuck them, you know what I mean, they should ban it for fuck's sakes, how can they get away with this, blah 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 blah, blah. Like you said, yeah, it's
people
crazy.
Living in like Lithuania, account created in Lithuania, yeah, and I said imagine
in 2024. You know, and then like, you're like, this is definitely a fucking bot of some sort. But then again, the algorithms push it because our algorithms know us better than we know ourselves, man. So they know what's going to enrage me. So they put those comments right at the top. And of course, those get loads of engagements of people like you and me going, oh, fuck off. You don't know shit. And then the cycle continues, man. So I don't think that's necessarily the answer. I think ignoring it is the answer, but that's just impossible. No one's, you know.
Oh, but wait. Going back to doing the boards, yeah?
Yeah.
The guys were actually putting up the boards.
Yeah, you went early.
We went Wednesday. And so whilst they're doing that, we're thinking like, oh, man, are they going to be like, you know, pissed off if we just start painting straight away? Because, you know what I mean? It might be like, it sounded like Rob said, it sounded like a Steph company because like, we used to work for this guy called Steph. Who was like quite posh, but had like his foot in the door as a carpenter, and so it was in like a proper geezer atmosphere. And then Steph, hi, I'm coming on my bicycle. Can you get me some weed? I've been smoking it all, you know, all day.
Yeah,
that kind of guy.
Basically, bruv.
Yeah,
we didn't know if that firm was could have been like them, or they could have been like council, or they could have been like utter cunts, or you know, what I mean, like what are you doing, bruv? Painting the boards, but we just persevered and waited, and then painted.
Yeah,
and they were like a semi.
Up, it's fair game if it's boards, it's fair game. But I see what you're saying.
There's different boards now, bruv.
Oh,
because
okay.
There's private boards which have the Ring doorbell and all of that gash. Because the private boards are like taking it seriously.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, but still. Anyway, but I know what you're saying.
I ain't painting
though, to be cautious.
Anything with like a Ring doorbell on it. I'll tell you that for free.
Okay, fair. Well, you know what? I got a message from Tap. So I want you to continue, but
Tapas.
Tapas went to Carnival and then he messaged me. Said I just got out of the police station. He got nicked for bombing.
No way.
He said he's out now and he's all good. So I was gonna start putting up three tapas everywhere. No, but he's all right.
Three
now,
taps.
Though. Three taps. If anyone spied any tapas bombing out there, I don't know how quick he got nicked or how much he did, but yeah.
Oh my God, right, three taps is brilliant, bro. That might be my next panel.
You know?
Three taps.
But yeah, definitely I got some FOMO, man. I wish I did pop in there, but there, you know, there's always next year, hopefully, if the racists don't ban it before.
Yeah. Let's just get it banned, bruv. But imagine,
I hate that shit.
Getting so worked up behind a screen about something you're never going to go to.
In it.
What are you fucking doing, bruv?
Exactly. And then they'll like go, oh, there was 300 arrests. Like, they're fucking animals. They're you know, it's a violent fucking thing. It's like, bruv, there's 1.5 million people there, man. Of course there's going to be arrests. and the arrests could be for smoking weed. It could be for fucking just acting drunk.
It could be days leading up to the carnival because they do those preemptive nicks, isn't it?
Bruv. Tapas is one of those guys who got nicked. Like, for fuck's sake.
Basically, bruv.
It's like, you know what I mean? Some bumpkins come in here, you know, trying to do some tags and shit. It's like...
The next right-wing geezer you meet, who says, like, you know what I mean? This geezer, they're all getting nicked.
Yeah.
This guy got nicked, bruv. Yeah. This guy.
You know what I mean? And, but anything can be spun to fit a narrative at the end of the day. And like, you know, if you want it to be a fucking big fucking, you know, violent fucking march where all the women are getting raped and fucking all that stuff, then you can believe that. And I'll show you videos to corroborate your belief and confirm your bias. And then there's fucking amazing videos of like, you know, disabled people chilling, having fun, children on shoulders, you know what I mean? Waving around flags, everyone like loving and community vibes and good food. And if you want to see that, you'll see that too, you know? It's mad out here, people. It is mad out here. But there is a definite narrative being pushed on people, man. you know, by certain evil factors.
Gotta resist the push.
You know, resist use your critical thinking skills, people. Peel back the first layer and look into things, all right?
As a shield.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, also, some other big news. Some other big news that's been happening.
Oh, you've just reminded me. I've got some fucking big news.
Okay, go on. What is it?
No, it's not that big news.
Hit me. Go on. What is it?
The postman stole Zombie's package with the burner files in it.
No way.
100%. I posted it myself.
Yeah.
I put stamps on it, put the address on it, blah, blah, blah. Didn't put anything bait on it, nothing to like give it away.
Yeah.
Do not burn the envelope. Bosh. Paid for. Did you get it? Did you get it? Nah.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
Yeah. Send it again.
You said another one, second one.
Yeah. Signed for. Because he should get it. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course, he did
needs
the artwork.
To have one.
He did the artwork on it, yeah.
And sent today. So it's cost me like 20 quid in total to send him the fucking thing.
Yeah, including the two CDs. Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. But no, but it's definitely worth him getting one. Also, I never thanked you for my props in there. You gave me props in the liner notes on the copy that you like. You know, I saw that you've.
Oh yeah,
you gave me
inside
a big up.
The tin. Yeah.
So salute.
Oh,
for
so
that.
Listen, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 copies here, and Prestiges have got 10, so there's 18 left already.
Oh shit! Party people.
Arms house, dear. Arms house.
Look at your reach.
You want to go grab a copy of those, man? Never to be pressed up again, maybe.
Seven.
I mean,
there's
we'll
seven
see.
Seven here. I can't even count.
Seven. Yeah, that was the extra
five,
one.
Five, six, seven. Yeah.
Got sent us on. But your people.
And Ray and everyone's got 10. So there's 17 left. And there's still about like 7 or 9 pre-orders to post out because they're going to Europe and shit. So.
The link is below, people. The link is below. Click on that fat, juicy link and part with some of your hard-earned cash and buy some dope, real, hardcore hip-hop, son.
That's what I'm trying to do, is put stuff out.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. Instead of people feeling they got to chip in for my treatment via the GoFundMe, for example. Yeah. I'd rather put out music and like this memoir and shit and just get a bit of pee for doing that.
For sure, man. And look, bruv, it's a dope project. And it's not on Spotify.
It is.
It's not on YouTube. It's not on anything. The only way to hear it is on the CD. That's what makes it even more special, man. So when you got your copy, you can be like, yo, I'm one of the few people who actually have this shit. You know what I mean? So
it's not entirely correct because it's on Bandcamp as a download as well.
It's on Bandcamp as well, of course. So yo, people, go and grab that shit. In more hip-hop news, did you hear that Tupac's killer?
Yeah.
Was finally sentenced, man. 30 years ago, Tupac was shot in Vegas. And it was a big mystery, even though it wasn't a big mystery. This guy, Keefy D, I don't know if you... Do you know Keefy D, Dwayne? He's just a gang member, but he's been online in these last 30 years kind of boasting about it. And like, everyone's going, right, this dude's... But there's been so many...
I've seen something about that.
There's been so many fucking, what's it called?
Like how blatant it is that he's saying that he killed Tupac.
Yeah, but then there's been like conspiracies as well, like saying P. Diddy did it and thinking, what's his name did it? And whatever, like, you know, Suge Knight did it or whatever. Like, you know, there's been so many conspiracies muddying the water. It's taken 30 years to get to the end of it. But these murder cases, they get dragged out like this. Shall we listen to the BBC report? It's only 50 seconds
long.
Yeah. All right.
I just came out of the verdict here at the Tupac murder trial in Las Vegas where the defendant, Dwayne Keefy D. Davis, has been found guilty of murder in...
Did she say verdict?
I don't know. Let's see.
I just came out of the verdict here at the Tupac murder trial in
Las
Vegas.
Well, she's supposed to say verdict. Yeah, but verdict.
Can't lose her rude girl ways.
Yeah, well,
the defendant, Dwayne Keefy D. Davis, has been found guilty of murder in the first degree. This is a case that's taken 30 years.
Is that the geezer?
Yeah.
When the verdict was read out, he didn't really react that much. He was pretty non-emotional, but it was a completely different story on the other side of the room where Tupac's family were. His sister was emotional. His brother.
Oh, you fucking piece of bollocks. My internet's being shit.
They embraced the prosecutor Giacomo. We were all taken outside so they could have that moment. 3 decades to get this result, 3 decades looking for justice. They had that moment inside the courtroom, but as we came out with the public, people were echoing things like, you know, I've loved Tupac my whole life. I've been following this since 1996. Finally, we get justice. I can't believe this has happened after 30 years. It was just a 2-hour deliberation before that verdict was returned. Dwayne Kevedi Davis has been found guilty of murder in the first degree and supplying a deadly weapon in 1996. The 7th of September in the shooting that took the life of 25-year-old Tupac Amaru Shakur.
Now he's 25 when he died, man. Jesus. Yeah. He was just a kid. But do you remember that famous footage of him, like, the hours before he got shot, and he was running through and he beat the shit out of some dude in the casino? That was Keefe D's brother. And then Keefe D, after he heard about that, they went, got a gun and
shot Tupac.
Yo, man. Crazy. 30 years later, they finally got to the bottom of it.
Actually, 30 years as well, because she said the 7th of September was the day that he died.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, on the dot almost, man. Damn. Yo, when's this gang violence going to stop, man? Yo, man, we need to stop that shit. Yo, it's fucked up. But anyway, it was a while ago. Also, this runner theme, I wanted to chat about it, man. Someone posted... Oh, no, wait, hold on. Not someone. Benching by Syme. But he got this off of B-Boy Documents, and it was first spotted by Insides, Outsides, Undersides, these all people on Instagram.
Who document the graph.
Yeah, that looks... Yeah, Bakerloo, that's where we did our episode, innit? Sitting there. There's that one. I just thought it was sick. I think it's Comics. C-O-M-I and an X. But this guy, he's done Bear Trains, man. You can recognize that style immediately, but it's mad. I think they
it's instantly recognizable, isn't it?
European. Fuck, I don't know what that one says. Can you work it out?
A, E.
I think I got it written down. Oh, no. Zeus is the first one. No, Comics and Zeus.
Zeus is the second one, yeah.
Yeah, that is Zeus. Z, E.
E, U, S. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. I just like that panel, man. I thought it looked sick. They proper put a lot of effort in there, all the flames around it, the characters running through, the hands, those hands, man. Really cool.
The highlights on the hands and that, yeah.
It was cool. I don't know what this frog face is all about. They're like wearing a mask or some shit. It's pretty mental, man. But I do like it.
Reptilian.
Yeah, man. We got some graph critiques, and we got the graph letter gay. You put here, you forgot the M. Graph letter gay. Let's get into that first, man. Theme, knock these out for me. It's the letter O. Let's start off with this one. Okay, we just saw that in the edit, man. That's
yeah, shit. I forgot you have it on film.
A young Spo from the War young Games, Spo man.
In the Hazouse.
Shout out RIP Helch as well, of course. Very sad news, man. Shout out the general. Next, O. Who did this letter? O. Ooh. All right, it looks familiar. Obviously, it's just a round O like that, but I could still smell who it is. It's Ode?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sick flick.
So you got 2 out of 2.
Yeah. All right, next one. Play along in the chat if you're watching this live. Is that an O? It looks like an A. No, it's an O. Mm-hmm. Is that a U next to it? No, a V. Fuck, man.
I'm just nodding my head, repeating like one of those headed nodding dogs.
I just want one clue. Is it in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Fuck, I have no idea, bruv. I have no... Ouchie. Okay. Yeah, I'm not too familiar. I'm not too familiar with this shit, man. But yeah, I've definitely seen it.
I wasn't looking for his thing. I was looking for Ouch DDS.
Okay. Ouchie. All right, cool. That's kind of nice, man. I don't know about that. C is tucked away too much in there. But anyway, we're not nitpicking. Let's go. Next one. Zombie.
Look at your reach.
Yeah.
What it's a fucking fun. Reach that is as well, this by the way.
Come up a couple of times on the pod, man. This is probably the most perfect zombie dub, I think. Just like, yeah, they're all, I mean, he's pretty fucking nifty at doing them now, you know what I mean? But I like the way this one is put together. It's really nice, man. All right, next. Oh, ooh, and he's got a shot of the dude. I
Who's
recognize him.
that?
It's Tox. Oh no, it's Ofsky. Oh shit, I forgot it was
Ofsky, Mr.
Tox.
Big Bollocks.
I was getting all yeah.
Billy Big Bollocks over there. You're on
Easy.
three, by the way. Three. That's a
Okay.
wicked shot as well.
That is a dope one, man. Shout out to the man, Dim. Oh my God. Okay.
It's not an A. That is a little
Yeah.
doodah in the middle.
It's a little block there.
Yeah.
Again, are we talking the UK?
No.
No. We're going to America, yeah?
No.
No?
Yeah, like Germany, I think. I'm gonna have a look now.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I kind of recognize it. I was going to say Totem if you said it was in America.
No, I think he. I was looking. Oh, I can't say that because you'll instantly get it.
Okay. Okay, I give up. Let's see. Next one. Cho.
Yeah.
Choe. There's a London Cho as well, no? Remember, he was in
Who did
RT.
the t-shirts?
What do you mean?
Who did, wasn't it Cho who did the t-shirts?
No, Chio from Bristol did the
Chio from the
characters,
t-shirts.
but
Yeah.
Cho was in RT, right? He used to write with Town and Vibes and back in the
Yeah.
day. Who's this Cho? Who's this
This
Chode?
is Exid. Eksid is what he usually
Oh,
writes. But
Exid.
then he
Okay.
does a few times, he like, I don't know why, but he writes Cho. I don't know anything about him or where he is.
Looks dope, though.
But I the reason I thought you would get it is because he did the t-shirt. That's how much of a twat
Oh my God. Fuck's
am.
sake, son.
Yeah. But I
You
could have
thought it
done
was Chio.
Chio and got an O.
Yeah, I know. Fuck's sake. This is dope, though. I like this. Next
Yeah.
one. Oh my days. It's got a pound symbol on it. Oh my God.
I think it's
Is it Pilot? No,
No.
Lore, LOR. No.
No.
One of them boys, the 211 boys, 211 boys.
No.
No. The fuck is that? Nick, I'm okay, I'll give up.
It's done.
Done.
Next to an
Okay.
off-ski and below a man.
Yeah. I see it from 2020.
Big up done. Big up Deems as well. Deams.
Deems. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
Like
gets
he
about.
always has a dub where you wouldn't think anyone has a dub. Like if there's a wall like that small, he's just done the most beaut dub on
Yeah, he
it.
gets about Deems. Obviously, yeah, I see his shit all
He
over the
gets
shop.
about. Like he's from, I don't know where he's from, but I went to where did we go?
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. So out that way,
Oh, is it?
out of London that way,
Yeah.
Clapham, all that kind of shit. Had like these dubs, mate. He's got
Nice.
dubs around mine. So big him up, man.
Yo, talking about on the way to and from War Games to where was it?
Your house,
No, War Games.
Northampton.
Northampton, that's it. I didn't want to get it wrong. All the way along the motorway is just Helch. Like on at
Yeah.
least three of the bridges, man. Big. Both sides. Crazy.
Yeah.
Next. Oh. Ah.
Oh, you're gonna know it because of the cut.
The cut in it, this two lines. Well, I was going to say, what's it? Swire,
Yes.
Soire. Yeah. Yeah. Soirz. All right. Okay.
Soirz.
Swars.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like
You
his style.
idiot. That's
What?
four you've got.
Four. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't keep. It's
I
the
wanted you
taking
to not
part
get
that
it.
counts, not the score,
There's new age left wing beatnik parents.
Exactly.
No, he gets a
I
medal for
want
taking
yeah,
part.
participation trophies, man.
Yeah.
Basically, bruv.
All right, next one. Okay, again, very recognizable, but the name isn't jumping out to me. I like
I
that a
quite
lot.
like it, to be fair.
I like it a lot as well.
It's
Fuck.
nice.
It's kind of, we've already had Ode. I know
Yeah.
Ode is like a, you know, shit. And it's at the beginning of the word, looks like.
Yeah.
Oust.
That's yay.
Oust. Oust. That's cool, man. I like that piece. I don't know. He's gone a bit overboard with the U. Anyway, we're not nitpicking now. We're not nitpicking. Big up, Oust.
Shook as well as another one who's got the like mad rooftop reaches.
Yeah, he gets the
Even
spots.
when you're not looking at graph and you're just seeing someone's posting a picture of like where they are, and then I mean
Yeah.
up there, up there, up there, there's a shook. You're like,
Yeah,
what the
yeah,
fuck?
yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy.
All right. I think this is the last one. Looks like an
Yeah.
old pixelated one. It's on a train. Is it Bosch? Yeah.
Sir
Yeah.
Bosher.
So Bosha. What's that at the end? 3390 or something like
Three three nine zero.
that. Okay. I haven't seen that one, you know? Sir Bosha.
You're not seeing that?
Salute. I don't think so, nah. Buzzing, he's written there.
Yeah.
Nice. 98.
Tell them again.
It reminds me of the Zonk dub on the train. I think it's a
Miss the
Piccadilly.
Zonk.
Mr. Zonk with the green one time round it, if I remember correctly. Anyway. Sir
Maybe it was the
Bosha.
same train done on the
That's
same day
what I'm
mission.
thinking. But anyway, nice end to end there. Boom. Very nice. Rough and
Bosher
rugged.
pixelator.
He hasn't even filled it in properly.
Yeah.
Big him up. So what was my score then? Half. Is
You
it out
got
of 10?
five.
5
Yeah.
out of 10.
50%.
All right. Let's get into graph critiques powered by OCB.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
All right, I've only got a couple out here. This is the first one. People, send in your graffiti for critique. If you haven't done so, or if you've done it in the past, send an updated one, man. We'd love to see your progression and shit like that. Send them in via the DMs on the Instagram, or you can email them. All the links are below. All right, this one is on a wall. Looks like in a playground, maybe, or no, this could be in the street or down an alley or something. I don't know which country, probably the UK. Doesn't look like London, though. I don't recognize any of the
Can
names.
I just tell you what happened to me there?
Where?
I've just been trying to work out for like 80 since you put that on the screen if
Yeah.
I'm smoking crack or if that looks like a diet done it. And then to the left, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm seeing IKE and I'm like he diet's gone out and done a lot of graph with for psych. And
Oh,
he's done a
right.
psych
Before
and a
it was a
diet and
site.
I'm like, "What? Trek? Like what?" And then I'm looking at the size of the border and it's well thin and I'm like, is that fucking, do you know what I mean?
The team, I mean, it's a very simple piece to the people listening. It's just a like two color. He's tried to fade it, not very successfully, but it's neatly done, you know. The
The only,
T,
the reason why I know it's not diet is because it's not in proportion that Q's off
exactly.
skin
The
and
Q's
all that kind
off,
of shit. The fade's dog shit and you know what I mean?
yeah.
It's
And
not,
the E is, I think, too bulbous there compared to the
Yeah.
middle of the R and shit.
But it's nice and simple. And if
Yeah.
I'm mistaking it for a diet, then he's laughing at me,
Well,
isn't he, really?
there you go. But I do think you're on crack because I did not see any diet in that. That's
You
all.
didn't see diet in there.
Just in the T, and I know it's a very simple T, but that's the neatest letter he's done. You know what I mean? And for me, that one, and I get with the colors as well. I know diet can go a bit, you know, he just uses what he has because he still uses racked paint, believe it or not. Yeah. So like,
Yeah.
you know, he's like, he's still using home styles for he's picked up from the 90s and shit. So he has a mad color selection sometimes. So there's that. But look at the fade he's tried to do here. Like he's obviously done a line down the middle with the yellow and then the green, like greeny brown underneath, and he's just gone pff, 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 like a couple of sprays trying to fade it. You need to work on your fade a bit more, brother Trek. Yeah, TR. EQ at the end. I mean, it's in proportion. The shadow's all in the right place. The highlights are all in the right place.
You've it's got not in proportion.
I mean,
because of the Q.
The Q is a bit squashed, yes. But I mean, in general, you know, like, you know, it's not too far off. There's certain bits, like we pointed out, with the E and the R.
But it really looks bad because, or it's noticeable because the beginning, the T.
It's almost touching the floor.
Mad down to the left. Yeah, exactly. So if the Q was coming down, it would give you like a balance like that.
Exactly. Like he had an opportunity of, this thing coming down. Yeah. And also the T is, everything is a corner. There's no round bit on the T. And then the R, obviously, is round there. And the E, there's got a round bit. And then this one's... I get this. There is a style you can do that's half bubble and half straight letter. Like, you know, you can combine the two, but you've got to be consistent with each letter, you know? Mm. To a degree. I mean, I am nitpicking to an extent here. The light blue one time. Yes, good. It's all right. It works. But all the colors here are kind of pastely and kind of light. On the lighter side,
can we look at his still, reach? Has he got a reach in the light blue?
I think, is that his tag? Doesn't say Trek, though, or does it?
Dreo.
Yeah, T R E, and then that's the Q there going up like that.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it's a bit pixelated, so we can't get.
I would have joined the T like that, bruv, because it looks like a D.
Yep, exactly. He's joined it up there. There's T like that. Yeah, exactly. All right. There's not really that much. Oh, it's from 2026. All right. So it's a recent thing. Yeah, I mean, okay. It's a pretty simple thing. I'd say above average, though, man. But I'm not going to go crazy above average because you've really shown yourself with that fade there, man. Like, You just got to angle it down, you know what I mean? Let the paint fall on the wall and then take it a bit further from the wall and really kind of keep doing it until you see the gradation. Step back, look at it, and then go back and go, oh, no, this bit here needs a bit more fading, this bit here. And then you can see he's faded it after putting the outline on because you can see the yellow.
What's that called? That's called the cutback fade.
Yeah. So
fade cutbacks, which are impossible, by the way.
Exactly. I mean, why? Why make your life difficult? Fade it before you put the outline on, bruv. You know what I mean? Mm. And then you can go crazy, and then you can go with the fade, make it really fade, and then you neaten it up once you outline.
Oh shit!
So he's shown.
We haven't talked about the bit behind it.
Yeah, but there's nothing
like the
really.
The same color. I think he's done that.
Oh, this green bit here. Boy, is that supposed to be a? Oh no, but it's behind the yike.
Yeah.
That's next, or maybe that's his mate. Yike was there. And look, he's run out of paint there.
It's similar. It's like a mustard color.
Yeah.
This guy's called Colonel Mustard.
He's mustard, bro.
Proper he's Colonel Mustard. Mustard with the chandelier in the drawing room.
So I'm going to give it...
Dead.
A 6. I was almost going to give you a 5.9, but I'm going to give you a 6, which is
I'll
pretty
give it
decent,
him a 5.5.
Okay, 5.5.
Oh, look at your eat.
All right, next one. Oh, this is on the boards at Carney. I think this guy has sent stuff before in the past. It says home, H-O-M-E. It's a piece on a green board. Looks like he was the first to paint the board. I don't know what that is behind it. No, it's all right. It's a bit messy, though. Or maybe he did go over somewhere. I don't know. All right.
No, he didn't go over anyone.
No.
That's not too. I just
funky flavor.
I like the M. Well, I like the left hand side of the M, but the H, man, and the E. I just can't.
He's got
get
big
down
ears.
With letters that look like that.
He's got big ears on the H.
Yeah, I mean, they're so kind of overly friendly.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
well,
you're
that's
trying
to great, say he's
but
too
why?
Poised. Yeah.
But the arrow inside the leg of the M is pretty fucking good. But the E, I mean, what's that bit at the bottom bending round coming off?
In the E, yeah. Well, he's got like these negative
space
bits.
Trying to do the
bits.
Same as the H.
He's got the negative space bits. Like, he's got a continuation through it. Like, you know, he's trying to balance it. But when you say it's too nice, it's like, you know, when some people, you know, you can meet someone and they have a punchable face that you just want to punch. So yeah, this is a piece that's like a, he's got, this piece has got a punch in the face, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking, home. But these ears sticking out, I know what he's trying to do, the side thing, but he's bubbled them out proper and he's got it on the ear and he's got a couple of round bits. So, you know, I'm not too mad at it, but coming out the sides of the ears, like, it's too, I just want to punch it in the face.
Looks like like a chewy dog bone.
And don't get me wrong, I don't want to punch the graffiti right at home. I don't want to punch him. I want to punch his piece in the face. You know what I mean? I like the star in the O. He's got a little flex and this arrow in the M. Like with the, I'm not too mad at those negative space bits. The E as well. He's got a big round nose, like a clown nose. I just want to punch it in it. Mm. the colors are cool though, with the white outline, black one time, you know. Maybe you could have kept like this light green, maybe is a bit on the light side, but no, it works, man. It's okay. All right. So score out of 10, Themos. For a piece on the boards at Carnival. Again, definitely above average.
Six from me.
You see, it's better than the Trek thing. Like, he's definitely put more effort into it. I gave the Trek a 6, which now thinking about it is pretty generous. Maybe you know what? I'm going to bring this down to a 5. Yeah, because it's pretty much a dub. You know what I mean? And he fucked the fade and all the things we said. So that's a 5. I'm changing my score. And this home, I'm going to give a 6.5. 6.8.
6.5.
What did you give it?
I gave it 6.
6, okay. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6.8. Shout out Home, shout out Trek. You've been jumped into AHC. Well, Home's already been jumped into AHC. Send us stuff in the future. Keep sending them in. Big up, party people. Should we call it a night there, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Leave a comment. Hit the like button below. All that good stuff.
All the good shit.
I was going to play this tune on last episode, but... Oh, yeah, the last episode was the live experience. I hope people who came enjoyed it. They seem to enjoy it. You guys have seen it now, so give us some feedback. Leave a comment on that episode. Let us know if we should do it again, if you would consider coming, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. Let us know your...
I'm so old now.
Yeah.
That's the only way that I could do live shows. Just do one track of my own track.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But the thing is, rehearse it for like 2 weeks beforehand. Do it on the night. One track.
Fucking hell, what's wrong with my fucking head, man? I can't remember words, man.
Yeah, you're like me today, bro.
We have a system of the way we do the pod, but there's no real rules. We can do it any way we want. We can do tunes. We can not do tunes. We can change it and adapt it as we go along. I think that was a great learning experience. It felt comfortable. It felt good to do. It was fun. And that's the main thing. It was fun to do. So I'm definitely bang up for doing it again. Shout out Riff Raffs. Big up Oliver Sutton again as well. And shout out all the Wall Games crew, Loki, Moe's, Ash, Wazirk, all the crew there, man.
Big up Loki, bro. Great. Lamppost
and Rhino, got to meet them. So many people who watched the pod who have sent in critiques. I went to Benson Beds.
Yeah, the legendary wall. The story.
I went to the legendary wall. That's where they were hosting the battles and stuff, man. So,
what was that like?
I mean, it was cool, pretty standard. They had a long wall. They'd pick a name out of a hat. Shout out Cracker John. He was hosting the battles. They'd pick a word out of the hat, and then they'd have 20 minutes, 4 colors to do the word. And then all the judges would pick, and then they'd scrub the wall, pick another word, you know what I mean? And then they went through stages, and then they got to the final. It was like all day they were doing it.
Scrub the wall? What do you mean?
As in whitewash it. After the round they had like 4 dudes doing it, so, and it wasn't a massive wall, so it was relatively quickly done. By the way, people listening, War Games is the first people to invite us to an event, let alone a graph event or a graph jam, you know? So don't be shy, people. If you're throwing an event or you want us to be there, even if just to be there and just support or whatever, let us know, man. Send us in and let us know. We'd happily come and represent. It depends, as long as it's not too bumpkin.
What was that Swan Spo was chatting about? One in Leicester?
Oh, yeah, he was chatting about one. Yeah, I think it was Leicester. I can't remember the name of it, though. There's a few. all around. There was the one in South End, I think, over the weekend as well. I saw a bunch of people that online. I was flicking through, and yeah, there's bare of these events. Come on, people, invite us, man. Who are we, man? Come on, son. We'll help promo as well. You know what I mean? Anyway, this we're gonna go out to this Boyz II Men remix. It's called Thank You. Peace out, party people. Till next week. Same time, same place. I love this one, man.
Yeah.
Look at your reach.
You know how we do.
How we do it, man.
Untouchables, Raven.
The Untouchables, Raven.
We're filming a podcast.
Eddie F.
Basic.
You're getting good with the timings.
Yeah.
That's the Beat Nuts track, but they put this Boyz II Men singing over it.
Who did it?
They're called the Untouchables. Take your headphones off and keep your head where it is now. Maybe go up a little bit higher. Go a little bit, put your head up a little bit higher. Yeah, take your headphones off.
Thank you.
Can you see that? Are you, am I above you? Yeah.
Hey, drama.
You're on the below one.
I'm above you on my one. I'm like using your head as a bongo, but all right. Sorry. Just look funny.
Yeah, I worked that out, but unfortunately, I'm on the top of my screen as well.
All right, people, we out. Peace.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?